Hey, welcome back. I love etymologies. I know it's a very nerdy thing to love, but I can't help it. I love finding out that there is a funny story behind a word I use every day, and some words that look pretty normal have the most bizarre backgrounds. I go to the gym, and there I spend a lot of time lifting dumbbells. That word comes from the word dumb, but not as in stupid, dumb as in mute. Early bodybuilders would use weights that looked like the handle on a church bell, but unlike a church bell, they made no sound, so they were dumb bells, and I just find that so funny. Another etymology I love is the connection between the words consider and desire. Now, they sound pretty different today, but they used to be more similar, considerate and desiderate, and they both come from the word cedar, which in Latin means star. So to consider means to star with, and to desire means to star down. And nobody knows why. It's a bit of a linguistic puzzle. Some people think it's because of astrology, so maybe the different movements of the stars were seen by somebody at some point as signs of intellect and passion, respectively. But what I like about that etymology is that it binds together two words that often feel like opposites. To consider implies a rational detachment. To desire implies a mindless lust. And in my